This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Dow fell 176 points yesterday, 1.1%. Japan's Nikkei fell 3.1% overnight. Although index futures for the U.S. are up a bit this morning, let's get an early dose of the psychology of market players. James Knightley is senior international economist at ING in London. Good morning, Mr. Knightley.
Morning.
A lot of things go into making share prices go up or down, but give it your best shot here. We had a lousy day on Wall Street yesterday. Japan was awful. Europe, not great this morning. Among the concerns are what, you think?
Well, I think, you know, we have to consider that 2013 was a great year for the equity market. I mean, the Dow Jones rose 3,000 points through the year. And the transition as we move into 2014, it's a little bit uncertain. Obviously, the labor report that we had most recently was somewhat disappointing. There's a little bit of concern perhaps about how the bad weather we've seen in the U.S. is going to impact the economic numbers as well. And the underlying story on both the U.S. and the global economy is one of strengthening fundamentals. But I think, you know, a bit of uncertainty at the start of the year is leading to a little bit of a pause for reflection, I think.
And if you're looking for uncertainty, some of it might be company profits. We're going to get some more earnings reports from, for instance, some U.S.-based banks today. And as the week wears on, it'll be nice to actually see how they do before making big decisions about which stocks you want to buy or sell.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think in general, we'd be expecting some pretty good numbers. And that should, again, highlight the strengthening state of the financial system in the U.S. economy. And that's got to be good news for the long-term sustainability of the growth story, because it means that the banks are going to be in good positions to lend and to lend responsibly and safely as well. So I think what we're looking for is really confirmation of that the recovery story is continuing. And that may take another month or so. But in general, we'd be expecting the equity market to continue to do pretty well through this year as well.
Speaking from London, James Knightley, senior international economist at ING. Mr. Knightley, thank you.
Thank you.